WCBS News Time 3:10. The big story today, 10 years after 9/11, people who have cancer, and it may come from 9/11-related bad air, are not being covered by the federal government.
That's the ruling from the doctor administering the Zadroga 9/11 health and compensation law, saying there is not enough evidence of a direct connection between 9/11 and cancer to put cancer on the list.
Let's go right to the news line right now, live. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, your opinion on this?
Well, I found the statement disappointing, very disappointing news, especially for the 9/11 responders and their families and the survivors who tragically have been not diagnosed with cancer since the attacks and are suffering day-to-day and awaiting help. I truly do believe that cancers will be covered under our legislation at a later date once they have the scientific evidence to determine that the cancers were caused by 9/11. Common sense tells you that the cloud of poisonous carcinogens that the workers and residents and others breathed had a very harmful effect on their health.
Congresswoman, we've talked to some of the people behind the Zadroga law, and they say that excluding cancer just rubs salt in the wound. It's like a kick in the gut.
Well, as the author of the Zadroga Act, we had to make certain compromises to get it through. And one of the things that we had to do is that every sickness had to be proven that it was related to 9/11. So there are numbers of sicknesses that are listed in the bill that they already have the scientific evidence. And I felt that a determination of cancer should be left to the medical experts, which is why written into the law are specific steps to evaluate whether cancer and other diseases should be added to the list of covered conditions in the World Trade Center Health Program. And we already have gotten one of those specific steps with Dr. Howard's yearly study. He is required to release one next year, and I believe that will probably show the scientific data that cancers are related. He's also required to put together a scientific technical committee to advise on illnesses, and he is also given funding for research to see what types of diseases are associated with this terrible tragedy that happened to so many New Yorkers. It was a huge fight to get this bill passed. I am thrilled that many people are being helped now, and I am confident that in the future the other cancers will be covered because I believe the scientific evidence will be there to show that it was related.
Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney will be following along with you, and my geography was bad. I put you in the wrong place. You're from Queens and Manhattan. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your interest, and the Zadroga Act is there for the 10th anniversary, and it has many improvements in the health programs to evaluate ongoing conditions and to help the heroes and heroines of 9/11.
Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, thank you. WCBS News Time, 3:13.